You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired April 19th, 2024. Applications for Kitchener's Racialized and Indigenous Supports for Equity, or RISE Fund, and the city has already received more applications than in past funding cycles. Over the past 2 years, the RISE Fund has awarded about $250,000 to 34 organizations. The grants have funded everything from community garden and swim projects, to film festivals and community feasts, to gender-based violence prevention programs, and a project called Find Syri, which works to reunite families displaced by the Syrian conflict. Speaking on the effects of the RISE Fund, Dima Aldera, the founder of Find Syri, said, quote, "The grant provided by Kitchener's RISE Fund was crucial in supporting our efforts at Find Syri. Thanks to this support, we significantly improved our digital infrastructure and conducted impactful awareness campaigns by attending events. We will soon have an announcement about our self-esteem workshop. The grant not only helped us reach more Syrian families in need, but also created a stronger and more supportive community for those affected by the disappearance of their loved ones. I awarded an honorarium to the hardworking volunteers who have supported me since the start of the Find Syri project." Unquote. Adding to Dima Aldera's statement, Chrisanne McLean, the executive director of Rhythm and Blues Cambridge, a recipient of a previous RISE grant, wrote to CKMS News, quote, "The RISE Fund has enabled us to expand our positive mental health initiatives and therapeutic art sessions, Art from the Heart, into Kitchener over the past year." Unquote. McLean added, quote, "Additionally, with the support of these funds, we successfully ran our Hair Joy program during March break, specifically tailored for Black youth and families. The financial assistance has been instrumental in advancing our group's mission and impact in the community, and we are very grateful to have received these funds." Unquote. CKMS News spoke with Rhea Parchment, the Senior Equity Advisor for the City of Kitchener, who was asked about the importance of the fund in helping to address inequities and support opportunities and well-being for Black, Indigenous, and racialized community organizations. Parchment spoke of the goals of the RISE Fund, the grant's positive effects, and how to apply for the grant. To get more information about the RISE Fund, visit kitchener.ca/risefund. Now for the interview.
My name is Rhea Parchment, and I am the Senior Equity Advisor here at the City of Kitchener, and so I'm one of the members on our Equity, Anti-Racism, and Reconciliation team.
Can you tell us some basics about the RISE Fund and how much the grant is giving out this year?
So the RISE Fund stands for the Racialized and Indigenous Supports for Equity. So it's a community grant that provides support for community-led organizations, programs, initiatives, or events meant to decrease inequities and increase opportunities and well-being for Black, Indigenous, and racialized communities in Kitchener. And so there's a variety of ways you can apply. We have kind of four categories. And so you can apply for capacity building, you can apply for core operational costs, event funding, and project funding. The RISE Fund has an annual budget of $150,000, and that usually gets allocated over 2 application cycles. So usually we have one in the spring and then again in the fall. And so it's $75,000 that gets awarded each cycle.
How many years has the RISE Fund been going?
It's been 2 years. We started in February of 2022, and this will be our 5th cycle that we're in right now.
Why is this grant important, and what issues is it trying to work on or address?
So the RISE Fund, it's an initial step, right? It's a beginning to address historical inequities, specifically in funding Black, Indigenous, and other racialized community organizations and groups, which includes like the government's underinvestment in these same communities. So systemic anti-Black, anti-Indigenous, and other forms of racism and structural inequities have created barriers or outright denied these groups from being successful in traditional granting processes. And the city had a working group. It's disbanded now, but they had a working group which included members of the Mayor's Task Force on Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, local organizational leaders, and racialized community members in Kitchener. And they actually proposed the development of the RISE Fund because they understood the significance of these inequities and the necessity of a funding opportunity that responded to community calls to increase support for these communities. So with all that in mind, the RISE Fund was created to provide an intentional and sustainable source of funding for groups or organizations in Kitchener, but also to improve granting practices to increase the openness, flexibility, and address historical funding inequities.
How has the response been over the last granting cycles? Has there been a lot of applications? Are people getting the, you know, getting the funds they need to run successful programs or projects?
We've seen an increased interest from like the first cycle in spring of 2022 to now. And actually, you know, we're receiving applications right now for this spring intake, and we've seen the most we've ever seen. Over the 2 years, we've been able to provide support to 34 community organizations and groups, and we've provided just under $250,000 worth of funding to local Black, Indigenous, and other racialized community organizations in the region. And so it definitely has been well received. There's a huge demand, a huge need. We could do with more money, more funding. We can't support everyone, but I think we are starting to provide some support to these groups that have been historically overlooked by government funding.
Is there an average or a maximum? What are they applying for? Like how much?
So we have an annual maximum of $10,000, and they have two opportunities to get that $10,000 with the two application cycles. But if they receive it in the first kind of the spring session, then they wouldn't be eligible to the following year. And the minimum is $1,000. And then events get a maximum of $5,000 to run their event.
And from the people that have received them, have you received good feedback about how this grant, you know, helped the project or helped the program along?
So we have a kind of an evaluation and a feedback form to those who just applied and also to those who receive funding. And so far, part of our process is to ask for feedback on like how we can improve not only the RISE Fund, but also how the funds supported them in being successful in their initiative. And we, you know, receive beautiful pictures from events and community gardens that have been grown and supported the community in a variety of ways. And so people are definitely appreciative of fundings because, you know, these grassroots organizations are often under-resourced. And so any amount of supports are appreciated, and it certainly helps towards the overall objective. I mean, they're all so deserving, and they all are meeting the needs of their specific communities. And so that's one thing about the RISE Fund. Like, we ask you to apply to the RISE Fund and tell us what your communities need. We are not experts in all things and all the neighborhoods and the communities. And so people are really speaking to their members and speaking to their neighbors and finding out the gaps that exist. And then they're offering really creative, innovative ways to kind of meet those needs.
Is there any like specific goals for the project this year, like something you're really focusing on this particular funding cycle?
No, so I don't actually sit on the selection committee. So that's our Equity and Anti-Racism Advisory Committee. And that's made up of 10 community members who had applied and come with various kind of lived experience and expertise and knowledge in equity, anti-racism, anti-oppression. And so they are our selection committee. And their main goal is just like the impact that it has on the community. Whatever it is, there's no specific, you know, events or topics or themes that they're necessarily looking for this year. They just want to make sure that because we have, you know, limited funding, that the organizations applying have a way to sustain themselves, and it has the biggest impact on the communities that they're trying to serve.
How do folks apply or organizations apply to this?
So if you check out the City of Kitchener website /RISE Fund, you will find a link to our application there. It's all online, but if you'd like a paper copy, we also have hard copies at the City Hall and community centers across the City of Kitchener. We also have translation services as well. And so if people would like to a hard copy of the application in another language, we can, upon request, provide those. People can submit their applications in another language as well if English is not their first language. And so there's a variety of ways to apply. Please feel free to contact me at the City of Kitchener, and I will work with people one-on-one if they do have questions around the application or the eligibility. But you also did mention we offer a grant writing workshop, which is free, and it's specifically tailored to Black, Indigenous, and other racialized community organizations. And we put that on in collaboration with Kind Minds Family Wellness and the Kitchener Public Library. And so it provides community groups to kind of learn the basics of writing an effective grant proposal with the hope of being successful in future grant applications. And we speak to grant writing beyond just the RISE Fund. We want people to have tangible skills that are applicable beyond the City of Kitchener's RISE Fund. We try and keep the fund open and flexible for folks, because we understand not everyone, you don't have to be a not-for-profit, you don't have to be a registered charity, you can just be an informal group, a grassroots organization, and you're still eligible to apply.
You have been listening to Rhea Parchment, the Senior Equity Advisor for the City of Kitchener, on the city's Racialized and Indigenous Supports for Equity Fund, which is aimed to help address inequities and support opportunities and well-being for Black, Indigenous, and racialized community-led organizations. The deadline for the spring funding cycle is May 2nd, and more information is available at kitchener.ca/risefund. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.